We're going to talk about the minhag of wearing tefillin at a bris milah. Is this something that people should be machmir to do? Is it something that people should be machmir not to do? Is it something that doesn't make a difference? So there is a minhag, it is quoted in several sources, to dafka wear tefillin by a bris milah. The Shach in Yaradeh Simin Reish Samechei Sivkan Chavdalid quotes Hagos Minhagim Shemolin Kodim Aleinu L'Shabeach, that we do the bris before Aleinu. And od nahagu shelo lachlutz hatfilin ad achar amila mishum shatfilin him os v'amila gam kenos. That also we keep our tefillin on for the bris mila. Those two minhagim are probably very much related to each other. Why do we do the bris before aleinu? Maybe part of it is to make sure that people have their tefillin on, because you know no one ever takes off their tefillin before aleinu. So that way everyone has their tefillin on. It also might have to do, the first minhag about doing the bris before aleinu might have to do with the role of aleinu. What exactly is the function of aleinu? If you look in the Sefer Harei Kedem, he has a piece where he tries to show that there are two deos in Rishonim, whether aleinu is a siyum hatfila, it's a way to cap every tfila, or it is a siluk mi beis hakneses, it's a way to say goodbye to the shul after you've done what you need to do in shul. So if it's a siyum hatfila, it would make sense to do aleinu before the bris, because you finish davening before the bris. If it's a goodbye to the shul, it would make sense to say aleinu after the bris, because you still have to do the bris mila. But it may also, as we said, relate to the idea that we want people to be wearing their tefillin. This minhag is not only quoted in the Shach in Yaradeh, it's quoted in the Magen Avraham in Simon Chafhei in Hilchos Tefillin, where he quotes from the Agos Maimonios that biyom sheyesh bo mila ein lachlotz ad achara mila, that on a day that there's a bris mila, one should not remove their tefillin until after the bris mila. And in fact, the Mishabur in Simon Chafhei Sivkat Nunhei quotes this minhag as well. What's the reason for the minhag? So the Shach told us the reason for the minhag. The Shach says that the reason for the minhag is that tefillin is an os, bris mila is an os, so it makes sense, al pi shnayim edim yakum davar, that you have two edim, that two osos is what's always required. So you want two osos at all times. You have tefillin, you have bris mila. They work together with each other as an os to the special relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the most appropriate thing to do. Another reason is offered by Achronim that's not mentioned in the Nosei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara Megillah, Daf Tes Zayinam Beis. The Gemara Megillah darshens the pasuk La Yehudim Haisa Ora V'Simcha V'Sason V'Yikar. So the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Yehuda Ora Zu Torah. Ora is a reference to Torah. V'Cheinu Amar Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Ar. Simcha Zayom Tov. V'Cheinu Amar V'Samachta B'Chagecha. Sason Zumila. V'Cheinu Amar Sason Ochialim R'Secha. V'Yikar Elu Tefillin. Back to back words in the pasuk. Sason zumila v'yikar elu tefillin. How do I know v'yikar is tefillin? Pasuk says v'ro kalami aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha elu tefillin shabarosh. So that's a reference to tefillin. So if tefillin and mila are so closely linked in that pasuk, maybe it makes sense that tefillin and mila should always be together, that we should keep our tefillin on during the time of a bris mila. Some even want to suggest that Rav Berhetev points out that if we say Ora Zu Torah, Torah should come before a bris mila. So for example, on a laning day, we lane before we do the bris mila. We don't do the bris mila. We don't do the bris mila before laning. That's what he would suggest. On Yom Kippur or on Purim, you would do, let's say, on Purim after Kriyas HaTorah, before Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah is a separate mitzvah, but Kriyas HaTorah is Zutorah. So one could argue that that would be the order to go in. So that's another approach. But let's take the basic approach of the Shach that he quotes, that the Achronim quote from the Smag, that Tefillin and Bris are both an Os, and therefore, since Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Davar, you want the two Osos to be connected to each other. There is a fundamental problem with that reason, and that is the Gemara in Erevin of Tzadi Vav Amral. The Gemara in Erevin quotes a Braisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yachal Yaniach Adam Tefillin B'Shabbosos Yom Tovim. One might think that a person should wear Tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tamalomar v'haya lecha la'os al yadecha. Mi shetzrichen os, yatsu elu shein gufan os. Why don't you wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because tefillin is an os. Shabbos and Yom Tov is already an oath. It's a zilzul to the oath of Shabbos and Yom Tov to suggest that it's not a good enough oath, you need another oath of tefillin. So the Gemara specifically says, we avoid having two osos. So how can it be that we suggest when it comes to a bris milah, we dafka wear tefillin at the time of a bris to create a sense of two osos? The Gemara is explicit. We avoid having two osos. We dafka don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov because we don't want two osos. So that is a kasha that's been asked by many achronim with many different approaches. The most pashut approach that's quoted by most of the achronim, the Levush and Simon Chavtas, Primogadim and Simon Laman Alf, in Mishpatos Zav, Sivkan Beis, the Marsha, in Brachos Taf Yudal, Laman Alf, all say that at all times one needs two osos, al pishnayim edin. So at the time of a bris milah, you have the bris and you have your tefillin. That's two. On Shabbos, since you have Shabbos, which is an os, you then and you always have your bris with you, so you don't have tefillin because a person always needs two. That's the magic number we're looking for. More than two would be a zilzul, but two is the right number. That is the suggestion of most of the achronim. The Rabbi says a little differently. He says no, Shabbos and tefillin both relate to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So to try to have them both at the same time is suggesting that each one is not a strong enough os. The bris is an os, but it's not an os about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it doesn't conflict with the os of Shabbos or with the os of tefillin. It only enhances the os. It's a separate aid. The Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, or Chaim Chelgdal Sim Kavalev, says, no. The os of the bris is having a bris. It's not making a bris. A person always has a bris wherever he goes after the Maisa Mila has already been done. So when we're doing the Maisa Mila, that's not the os. It might have been, if that were the os, it might be considered inappropriate to dafka keep on your tefillin at the time of the bris. But it's making the os. That's what the bris is. It's not, the bris is not the os. The bris is doing a Maisa that will enable the baby in the future for the rest of his life to have an os. So it's most appropriate that we wear tefillin as a way of demonstrating what we're accomplishing for this baby. We're wearing tefillin to demonstrate, look, we're making an os for this baby to have for the rest of his life. That is how Rav Moshe suggests. Rav Vadi Yosef and Yabi Yomer Chel Gimel or Chaim Simon Hay suggests that the os of tefillin is not a conflict at all with the os of bris because it's on different people. The os of bris that we're doing is on the baby. The os of tefillin is on the Avi Ben, the Sandik, the Moel, the people around, not the baby. The baby doesn't wear tefillin at his own bris. None of the shitos in terms of the earliest age to be mechanich in tefillin. The Gemara says, Yodea Lishmar Gufnaki. I've been at many brisos where the baby has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is not Yodea Lishmar Gufnaki, that he does not know how to keep a clean body. As Rabbi Pesach Krohn always says, rain delay. Right? It's not a double pasha. The baby's not wearing tefillin. So that's where Avadia points out the difference. What would be nafkamina between whether the reason is about the os, about shnei edim, or the reason is about sason and vikar? So what if a person doesn't have a bris milah? Should he wear tefillin on Shabbos? If it's all about having these shnei edim, so maybe a person doesn't have a bris milah, because why wouldn't a person have a bris milah? There's a halacha, mesu achiv machmas milah. If his brothers died as a result of milah, so they see that there's their hemophiliacs or whatever, that it's dangerous to give the baby a bris. So then he's allowed to not have a bris milah because it's pikuach nefesh. So should such a person wear tefillin on Shabbos? So it sounds like a silly question. And in fact, the Trumas Hadashin of the Pesachim and Sim Kufcha says, yes, that is a silly question. Meaning he says this whole idea of os is an agadita. He says there are lots of agaditas that say a lot of things. You can't derive a halacha from every agadita. Every time an agadita gemara comes up, you can't start darshaning halachos out of agadita. If you do that, you can end up with a conclusion like the Satmar Rebbe that it's, Zionism is the biggest avir in the world because it's a violation of the Gimel Shavuos. No, when you have an agadita gemara, you have to realize it's an agadita gemara. You can't derive halacha from agadita. Maybe I shouldn't have gotten so political over there. The Satmar Rebbe has a whole sefer where he has like 180 reasons why he shows that gemara is actually a halacha gemara, not an agadita gemara. I don't know those. You could look for yourself. But the another nafkamina might be if a person does not have the os of Issa Malacha, meaning the os of Shabbos, the os of Yom Tov is an os of Issa Malacha. What if a person doesn't have an Isra Malacha? He's lost in the Midbar where the Halach is. He's allowed to do Malacha for 7 days, or he's a Cholesh Yish Basakana or something like that. So that's discussed by the Achronim, why it is that even such a person does not wear tefillin. Now, there are those that have the opposite minhag, to dafka not put on tefillin at the time of Bris Milah. This is a shita of the Mekubalim. The Chida in the Sefer Maris Ayin quotes this in the Chelek HaLikutim Simen Beis in the name of the Sefer Yad Ne'eman, not to wear tefillin at a bris. Why? So a couple of reasons. First is that just like Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin because of the two osos. He says, so that's Pashup Shat. You're not supposed to have two osos, so don't wear tefillin at a bris. Meaning the kasha that we asked before is, the Chida says, is such a good kasha that there's no answer to it, that the minhag must be wrong. You're not supposed to wear tefillin at a bris. Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yudalit, Simon Dalit, strongly defends the practice to keep tefillin on at a bris milah. And he says he's aware of the sheet of the Mekubalim. Otherwise, Ein li esek binistaros. He says, I don't get involved in Kabbalah, in nistaros, and things that are hidden from me. Halacha. The halacha is one does wear tefillin at a bris. Now there is a sort of compromise minug, which I think is the more common one, not to dafka put on tefillin for a bris, but not to take them off if you're already wearing them. Well, when would you ever not be already wearing tefillin at the time of a bris? What? So the most common case would be Rosh Chodesh. You took off your tefillin already for Musaf. So should you put it, and they're doing the bris after davening is over, should you put your tefillin back on? L'chor, according to the Shach, Mishra Brura, it would make sense that you dafka should put your tefillin back on. However, this seems to be common practice not to put the tefillin back on, and that is the Shita, the Shalos Rechuvas Toros Yikutiel, Simen Chav Gimel, and it's quoted by the Kav and the Kavachayim also, in Simen Chav Esiv Kadan Tzadi Vav, that even those who do wear tefillin for a bris do not put it back on after Musaf. However, in the Tshuvas Mais Avram Yardes and Memtes, he disagrees. He thinks you, Dafka, should put it back on at Musaf. But one final issue. We keep talking about whether it's the right thing to do, to have tefillin at a bris, not have tefillin at a bris. Who's supposed to be wearing tefillin at a bris? So one thing we know for sure, not the baby, right? Okay, but what's this hakpada? Who's supposed to be wearing the tefillin? From the lashon of all the poskim, it sounds like everybody. It sounds like everyone that's in the crowd. And Tzitz Eliezer points this out in that tshuva, just reading the Magen Avraham, reading the Shach, it sounds that way. In fact, in Tshuvas Be'er Moshe, the Debre Tzina in Chelek Ches, Simen Nun Hei, writes that the minhag was always to do the milah before Aleinu, specifically so that everybody will be wearing tefillin at the time of the bris. Exactly like we read before in the Shach, even though there's an alternate reading of the Shach that the Aleinu issue might be a separate issue, but the Debre Tzina says, no, it's all about the idea of making sure that everyone still has the tefillin on. However, the Chida in the Maris Ayin says, Minag Vasikin Na'e, Lamoel v'liosandik betfilin, that the moel and the sandik should be wearing tefillin. Sounds like only the balei bris, perhaps the aviyah ben as well, but only the balei bris, but not everybody else. Only those who are most connected to the mila should be wearing tefillin. What about the moel? So the moel itself, so we just said the chida thinks yes, but is that so pashut? So l'chore, it's not so pashut at all. In the Sefer Os Chaim Shalom, he says that the moel should dafka not be wearing tefillin at the time of mila. The moel needs dexterity, he needs things not to be in his way. That's why you see moelim nowadays wear the sometimes the white jackets or whatever. They want to keep a clean environment and they want to make sure that nothing gets in the way. So a moel should not wear his tefillin. Whereas others, the Divrei Chaim, it's quoted in the Sefer Pesukei Tshuvos that the Sanzer, the Divrei Chaim, used to wear tefillin even when he was a moel. I would argue there's another reason for a moel not to wear tefillin, but perhaps even in this case for a sandik not to wear tefillin, or for anyone who's too close, who's in a squirting range of blood, not to wear tefillin. Because the Gemara Maseches Menachos tells us, what color do tefillin have to be? So the Gemara says, well, the ritzuos of tefillin have to be black. What about the reverse side of the ritzuos? What color do those have to be? The Gemara says, well, they could be green, they could be blue, they could be whatever color you want. They could be black, that's fine too. they just can't be red. You just can't have any red on the reverse side. And the Gemara says, because it's a chashash of davar acher, the Gemara is very cryptic about what exactly we're concerned about. And the Rishonim discussed that maybe we're concerned that people are going to think that it's dam on the other side of the tefillin, and that is a zilzal to the tefillin. So dafka, when it comes to blood, you may want to try to keep blood away from tefillin. So at least for the mullah, who's going to be dealing so much with blood, maybe one could argue that would be an additional reason for the mullah not to wear tefillin. Just totally parenthetically, that Gemara makes no mention whatsoever of what color the batim of the tefillin have to be. The Gemara only says that the ratzuos have to be black. It doesn't say, and it's actually a three-way machlokas rishonim, whether batim of tefillin have to be black or not. Three-way, what do you mean? Yes, no. What, three-way machlokas? So some rishonim say that, no, the batim should be white or whatever color you like, you know, whatever color is nice, you can make the batim of your tefillin. Other rishonim say, no, no, it's got to be black. Kal v'chomer, if the ratzuos have to be black, of course the batim have to be black. Third shita is, it's hidur mitzvah to have the batim be black, but it's not really required the halacha. And that's how we paskin, that it's only hidur mitzvah for the batim to be black. So if your batim are fading or are chipped, it's not, well, chipped is a problem, but if they're, if the paint is chipped, it's not as big a deal as chipped paint on your ritzuos, which is Medina de Gemara. That's halacha l'moshe misinai, but that's explicit. Okay, we'll stop with that.